It's, what day is it? I'm sure it's a special day. Oh yes. It's Christmas Day. Christmas Day morning, 8 a.m. And it's lovely and dry. I was about to say lovely, calm and dry, but there is a bit of a breeze gusting now and again, so. But at least it's nice. Not snowing, as you'd expect in Christmas. Well, believe this or not, at the vigil Christmas mass last evening, it actually snowed during the service. Just for a wee bit, but it did actually snow. Not inside, of course. But it was gone by the time we came out. It was back to rain. So, strictly speaking, it did actually snow in the Christmas service. So, up early this morning. Went to bed last night at 9. Kind of a late decision that we agreed on. Which came back to bite me in the backside during the night, because I got off to sleep okay, and the first half of the night was absolutely fine. But then I got up. Well, one of the consequences of going to bed early is that you've still drunk the same amount of tea, so you haven't had that extra hour of going to the toilet before you go to bed. So just cutting through this very quickly, because it's not a subject to linger on at all. When I got the second time, when I come back to bed, I couldn't switch off. And the whole second half of the night was a total disaster. I had a couple of terrible dreams. Not nightmarish dreams, just horrible, yuck, dreams. Kept waking up, trying a different position. Oh my God, you know. And I know what it was. I mean, it was because it was Christmas. I had a bottle of whiskey put by. And so I had a large whiskey to celebrate Christmas. This was about, well, probably between 7:30, 8:30. I don't swallow whiskey, I enjoy every little drop. So, but it wasn't a huge glass, just a large glass. But I haven't drunk whiskey for a wee while. And so I think it was the whiskey got me off to sleep and then came back and bit me during the second half of the night. That's my theory anyway. So, really bad second half. But I'm okay now, I've woken up, I'm feeling good. And the reason we got up at 7 this morning was because we're going away, as we do, as we have done for a few years now. Now that we're on our own, we get in the car and go away, a wee joint in the car somewhere. And for the past 2 years, we went down to Peebles and the Borders, walked up the river in peace and quiet. And this will be our third year. Looking forward to the rundown. It's a beautiful rundown. And then walking up the river. Lovely, lovely place all together. The Borders. I'll be walking the border of Scotland and England. But I'll be on the Scottish side. Actually, even the other side of the river is still Scotland. What's wrong with this door? It's not closing properly at all. That's it now. It's probably me, more than anything. Anyway. So, Christmas Day. Getting away from it all on Christmas Day. We've done it all in the past. We've done a lot. So we've thoroughly enjoyed this break. And on New Year's Day, our tradition is to go to St. Andrews. Get up early and go to St. Andrews on New Year's Day. We've been doing that for a few years now. So, looking forward to that. We'll get a senior citizen fry up this morning. And then hit the road, Jack. Get away. I'm feeling a lot better now. I know I didn't express much joy or excitement or real Christmas feelings, but the service last night was lovely, absolutely beautiful. And meeting friends and shaking hands and hugs and greetings about Christmas, and then coming back to the house and the log fire was glowing for us. And then just opening some presents, having a light supper. Then it came to me, you know, the feeling of joy and happiness about the whole occasion. And I'm feeling good this morning, I really am. And we'll open the rest of the presents when we go home this afternoon for the Christmas dinner. I'm looking forward to that. So in general, I'm feeling pretty good this morning. Feeling much, much better, in fact. And I think it's because I've had the chance over the past 2 days to unwind and get away back from the demands and tasks, and realise that from now till the new year, the time is my own. Well, I say my own with my wife, with Mary. And we can do what we want to do, when we want to do it, or do nothing, whatever, and just not be pursued, or yes, I'll just leave it at that, shall I? Anyway, I'm going to go back in now. It's very cold. It's colder than what I thought. I didn't put a jacket or anything on. So I know I said this yesterday morning because I didn't expect to be out here this morning. I didn't really know what I'd be doing this morning, if anything. I thought actually I might still be in bed till about 10 o'clock. Then I remembered, of course, that we get up and get away. So anyway, I know I said it yesterday, but I mean it with more fervour in my heart this morning, and a much more Christmassy feel. It's actually quite Christmassy air, because the air is really cold, so we're getting there. A few snowflakes round about noon, that'll do the trick. Yes. Anyway, hope everyone has a wonderful and a joyous Christmas with whoever you're with, or if you're on your own. I still hope that some joy and pleasure and nice things come your way. Yes, it's about as clever as I can be. We even got some lovely birdsong this morning.